idea of God has been associated by the human society with acts of violence to a great extent. So is it really directly connected to violence? Let us find out. The idea of God exists throughout the entire human population, one way or another. Some people love it, some people intensely depend on it, and others hate it, or at least they are quite distasteful towards it. So is this idea that a faith in a supreme entity, is it quintessentially evil? No, it's not. Because for starters, the idea of God itself does not have an absolute pure definition, which means it does not exist in an accurate form. In various cultures throughout the world, we see various forms of that idea. But basically, we can say that let's put aside those who do not foster a kind of belief in some sort of God. Let's put them aside for a while and think about the others to whom this idea is important. So among them, there is a tiny portion of population who actually foster a kind of hatred towards other people holding different ideas of God than their own. So which means the idea of God, whether it will cause violence or not, depends exclusively on your personal perception of it. It depends on whether a person sees it to be exclusively a matter of his or her own scripture, own culture, own religion, or is it a global thing? So if a person believes in a supernatural entity or a higher power, let's call it, and does not exactly associate it with his or her own culture, own scripture, own religion, then that person is rarely going to create any kind of conflict or cause violence in the world. On the other hand, people who hold their own gods, their own idea of God to be exclusively a matter of their own scripture, their own religion, they are more likely, in fact, they are the ones who actually create all the conflicts in the name of religion. There are conflicts in the world because people think, not all, the conflicts in the name of religion rise because of those people who think of their own religion, their own idea of God to be the absolute truth, and everything else to be false. On the other hand, there are a whole lot of people who simply believe in a higher power, and there is nothing wrong in that, because that kind of belief does not lead to any kind of separation or conflict. They happily accept other people. They embrace other people, talk to other people, regardless of their religious backgrounds. Because they do not see that idea of God to be exclusively a matter of their personal religion, personal scripture, they see it as a global thing, as a human thing. And that leaves very little scope for conflicts in the name of religion. So conflicts rises when people deem their own religion, own gods, to be the best and to be the only true thing, and everything else to be false. And that's the evil part in human character. But those who seek a kind of comfort in their idea of God, idea of a higher power, they have a sort of energy, rejuvenation in times of their distress that helps them cope with their daily situations. And there is nothing wrong in that. That's a very human thing. That does not lead to any conflict. That does not lead to any chaos. That's why it can be a part of progress. It can be a part of human development. That's why the idea of God itself is not necessarily an unprogressive thing, but it becomes unprogressive, it becomes evil when people holding the idea of God to be, their own idea of God to be the only true thing. But that's not what humanity is about. Humanity is about embracing all of humans. A human being is not the one who just thinks himself or herself to be the most religious person on earth and to be the only chosen person by God. Human is the one who sees all humans as equal, regardless of their religious backgrounds, regardless of their race, regardless of their ethnicity, sexual orientation, and everything. Because being humans means, being human means accepting your fellow humans to be your own. They are your own kind. We all are one whole species.